Good afternoon. I would like to call the animal control hearings for the city of Palm Coast, Florida to order for June 2nd at 1:06 p.m. Welcome to the city of Palm Coast Animal Control Hearings. My name is Jennifer Nix and I'm the hearing officer for these proceedings. I'd like to briefly outline the format for these proceedings. This is a public hearing. These proceedings are quasi-judicial in nature. The formal rules of evidence shall not apply, though fundamental due process shall be observed and govern these proceedings. All testimony shall be under oath and shall be recorded. There's no public comment portion of these proceedings. The hearings will be called in the order of the sign-in sheet and then as docketed unless otherwise announced. When your case is called, please come to the podium and identify yourself. The city will first speak, presenting relevant information and evidence for review. Following the city's presentation, you will have your opportunity to speak and present information as well. I do not have the authority to provide for any payment plan type of arrangement, and I'm not sure whether the city offers same. So if that's a concern, I would ask that you please direct any such questions to the city. Following an assessment of the evidence and testimony, I'll enter a decision regarding the matter, and then your hearing is concluded and you may leave. An order will be sent to you via mail. Anyone that is here that will be providing testimony today, if you could just raise your right hand. Judy, may I swear you in, please? Thank you. Do you hereby swear or affirm that the testimony you're going to give this afternoon is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self-doubt?
Yes.
Thank you. If you could please take out a moment to silence your cell phone to avoid disruptions, I'd appreciate that. And we'll go ahead and get started. The first item to address is the minutes. I'm looking at my. Announcement. Okay, let's go ahead and do the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Skip ahead of that. The next order of business is simply the approval of the April 1st, 2015 rather minutes, which have been provided and reviewed already, and I hereby approve them as presented. And the next matter of business is just the cases to be heard for the day.
Excuse me.
We'll get started in a minute. Go ahead. Sorry, I was just waiting for you to begin, and I didn't realize you sat back down.
Okay. I know you signed in, and you're here. You're the only person here, but would you mind waiting for the animal control officer? Are you pressed for time, or is this totally up to you?
I can wait for a little while. I don't know.
Okay. She should be here. She was picking up a cat. She was with the other animal control officer, so the other animal control officer is going to drop her off here.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we could skip to agenda item 6.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, agenda item 1, which is 2015-010-208,
mm-hmm.
has been withdrawn.
Okay. As that's been withdrawn by the city, I'm not going to be in any kind of order or anything. Okay, and which is the next agenda item that you would like to get started with?
Agenda item 6. This is 2015-030-559. Kelly Fortuno, 55 Lindsay Drive. This is a second offense for Caesar, neutered dog. whose license tag expired January 29th. Of 2014. So this is the second offense. We did send a notice which did specify that this was the second offense and it would result in a $100 citation. The last line.
Okay.
And 50 days after that, she was issued a citation. So they had plenty of time to vaccinate the animal and get the license tag in, because that, the date of that notice was February 2nd of 2015, and the citation was posted on March 24th.
That's
stated. Down at the bottom. It was posted.
Looking up.
That's just when it was printed out. It
oh,
wasn't
so
posted until
okay.
March 24th. So that was 50 days.
Okay.
So since it's the second offense for failure to license and vaccinate an animal, it's $100.
Okay. Did you hear anything from the respondent, Ms. Regeno?
No. No correspondence at all.
Okay.
Proper procedures were followed.
With the, just to check, okay, so, because I didn't see the date there, I just want to confirm, you just said it was 1/29/2014, right?
Correct.
The license expired and the rabies was
11/7. 11/7/13.
Okay, so we need to get up to date on both of those, and since it's the newer dog, it's just $5. And just procedurally, I don't believe you've moved the evidence in the record yet. Was that something that you want
to do? Yes, I would like to move it into.
Okay. And for the purposes of the recorded record, there's no one here in the audience representing Ms. Rotano. Ms. Rotano is not present. Okay. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings in regards to Ms. Rotano's violation of 8-51A. Find that Ms. Rotano owned and still owns the animal, and is found to have violated Section 8-51A, and the city approved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof, with the earlier mentioned dates of, let's see, the expiration of the animal license was January 29, 2014, and the rabies expired November 7, 2013. Ms. Rotano did not assert her right to a hearing, and to date, her testimony of staff was not paid the animal registration fee or provided the necessary rabies paperwork. The penalty of $75.
$100.
I apologize for the second offense. Is appropriate for a second offense violation, and the notice of citation did provide for that, as did the written notice provided to Ms. Rotano. And Ms. Rotano must meet the following requirements on or before, let's see, what's today's date? June 2nd. I'll do June 23rd, just 3 weeks. Ms. Rotano must meet the following requirements on or before June 23rd, and that's to pay the $5 animal license to the city, obtain a current rabies certificate, and provide that to the city. If that's done by June 23rd, I won't impose the fine, but if that is not done, she has to pay the $100 second offense citation fee in addition to providing the proof of rabies vaccination to the city and a $5 fee. That's fine, I'll check that city.
Agenda item number 7, case number 2015-041-437, Kira Wyatt, 9A Rye Arbor Drive, whose spayed dog, Baby Doll, in license tag expired February 22nd, 2014. And the rabies expired January 14th of 2014. This is a second offense. The letter which states failure to purchase his licenses will result in a second offense of $100 was mailed on March 4th. And the citation was posted on April 23rd. Which is 48 days, and we have not heard anything from Ms. Wyatt. Proper procedures were followed. This is a second offense, $100. Current rate certificate also.
And the correct address, you said, is 9A Rye Arbor?
Correct.
And they're still there?
Yes, they are still there.
Moving the evidence that you previously provided into the record?
Yes.
Okay. And against the record, P.R. Wyatt is not present, nor is anyone here on their behalf. So I'll go ahead and make my findings in order. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings. Ms. Wyatt owned and still owns the animal, Baby Doll, and spayed dog. I find that Ms. Wyatt violated section 8-51A when the city proved violation by the approach rate standard of proof, with the earlier mentioned dates noted relative to expiration of the relevant license or certifications. That's with the animal license expiring on February 2nd, 2014, and the rabies on January 14th, 2014. To date, the animal license registration fee is not been paid, nor the rabies paperwork provided. Ms. Wyatt did not assert her right to a hearing today. The penalty of $100 for a second offense is appropriate. And on or before June 23rd, I would order that Ms. Wyatt needs to pay the $5 animal license fee to the city and obtain and present a rabies certificate, a current rabies certificate to the city. If this is not done by June 23rd, if this is done by June 23rd, the $100 won't be imposed. If Ms. Wyatt did not meet the requirements on or before June 23rd, the fine of $100 will be imposed by virtue of today's order, and she will be further ordered to still pay the applicable animal license fee of $5 and to obtain and provide proof of rabies vaccination to the state. And that's final action by the city as to this agenda.
Start with the cells.
Do we have any estimate of when Ms. Priest has to be here? Did you say she's getting dropped off?
Yeah, she's getting dropped off.
If we get started, I mean, it's the city needs to present information, so it's anything that you can present, but I have questions that you may not be able to answer or call for evidence that you may not have, and I can't have Ms. Sills sit here all day when she's here for a properly noticed hearing, so.
I do know that the, I do have information on the licensure. I've got the application and the tags. I was told not to send it in to wait for the hearing.
You were told not to send it in? By who?
I called and I said, should I pay the fines that were here or wait for the hearing? And he said, since you were coming in, just go ahead and bring everything with you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I've got the application or the form for their tags, and I also have everything as far as their shots
and all that. Yeah. Okay.
It's all from Sugar Sands. It's all updated. Everything's there for all three dogs.
I just didn't know if you would or not.
So
okay.
I updated all three of them on all of their vaccinations and everything. So it's all there.
Okay.
And
good.
I also have that on the computer as well if you need it.
Yeah. This is good. Excellent. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So then one of the.
Does the city, are you wanting to withdraw the third agenda item?
Let's see which one that was.
That was the 8-51A. If whatever you're speaking with Ms. Silsbell handles things, that's, let me know how the city wants to move forward.
Okay, so the, yes, agenda item number 3, which is case number 2015-041-774, failure to license and vaccinate an animal. The city is willing to withdraw that.
Okay, that's being withdrawn, then we're not going to address it by hearing, and no order will be entered in regards to that.
Correct.
Okay.
So.
And then it would look like we've got.
I'm pretty sure the main reason why Heather wanted this to be a mandatory appearance is because of the multiple complaints throughout the years about the pig.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big problem with the pig.
Are we addressing this in a hearing? I don't know. Did you want to, do you want to call a brief recess? Or I can call a brief recess so you can check on whether, kind of what Heather's ETA is and if there's anything for you to address with Ms. Sills otherwise, but I don't want to begin going into any kind of detail as to any of the three hearings that are about to begin with that, actually beginning the hearing. So how about we'll go off the record, 5 minutes, stop the hearing, and regroup in a minute and see what's
sounds good to me.
Okay. This is brief recess, 5 minutes, thank you. This is 1:26 p.m. Okay, we're resuming the animal control license hearings for June 2nd at 1:29 p.m. And city staff, let me know which agenda item you would like to address next.
I don't have an agenda.
Sorry.
Number 4 and number 5, they kind of run the same testimony, the same information, basically.
So what should you want to do first?
We'll start with 4. They're running at large.
Okay. All right, this agenda item number 4 is 2015-041776, which is the City of Palm Coast. Versus Ms. Leslie Sills, and that's for an alleged violation of 8-30B, animal running at large, for a pig.
Oh, there's the number 2 as well.
Right.
I don't know which one you want to do, 2 or 4, it doesn't matter. One's the dogs, one's the pig.
Right, so which one do you want to do first?
We'll start with 2.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't see it.
Okay, so now we're actually on case number 2015-041773, City of Palm Coast versus Leslie Sills, excuse me, 607 Oaks Place, for an alleged violation of Palm Coast Code Section 8-30B, animal welfare at large, and that's for a second offense. Okay, and Ms. Sills, as I stated in the opening, the city will go ahead and present information, and then you'll absolutely have an opportunity to respond with any information you like, okay? Oh, yes, let me swear again, Heather.
Sorry.
Do you hereby swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give this afternoon is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but truth tells you?
I do.
Thank you.
The reason the pigs and the dog are written separately is because they were running at large at different times. Otherwise, I would have written them all together, just as running at large.
And this is for the dogs?
Yes, number two is for the dogs because they were running at large at separate times, and the pig was running at large.
Okay, and then just to check, because I noticed when I was reviewing the information, you know, some of the citations address multiple things. So as far as the citation that was written in regards to this, was this the April 24th, 2015 citation for the dogs, where it says animals running at large, and then it's got 1773. It says $200. So I'm assuming that was $100.
Correct.
Per dog?
Yes.
And it was $100 because it's a second offense. And where was the first offense for the animals running at large, the dogs?
That was February 25th of 2015. It was for 2/24/15, the animals running at large.
When you say animals, do you mean dogs?
Yes. $75 fine for that, for the first offense.
Okay, can you point me to what that
it's,
is in here? So.
Five pages in front of where the original citation is. It's 2014.
I see, February 25th, 2015, mm-hmm. And there's the dogs. There's the $75.
Then I received photos of the dogs running loose from the complainant. On the same day. I think they were out together, I'm not sure. And that's when this citation was written, the new one, in 2015-04-1773. For the two dogs running at large, and at that point they weren't licensed either. But we've been writing, we wrote a courtesy notice in October of 2013 for animal running at large and creating a nuisance. And then again, March 7th of 2014, animal running at large, creating a nuisance.
Another courtesy notice.
Mm-hmm. And then January 6th of 2015, there was another one for licensing. I guess that doesn't.
That's not. What
sorry,
that's
I just.
That's okay.
I have it in here because it was.
Sure.
And then the citation for the animal running at large in February.
And I wanted to ask as the evidence of. Record. And when I look at that, okay, so this is for 830B, animals at large, which provides it's unlawful for an animal owner to allow willfully or through failure to exercise due care and control their animals to run at large. When I look to section 8-57 of the Palm Coast Code of Ordinances, and it details, methods of enforcement, procedures, investigations. It says an animal control officer who has probable cause to believe that a person has committed an act in violation of this code shall accomplish one or more of the following. And the first thing that it states is, and I assume that this began because someone was complaining, in as much as there's an affidavit that's in the record that's typed. However, it's not executed. Do you have an affidavit that was actually sworn to? Because the one that I see in here doesn't provide for that.
I do not for these two.
Okay. Did you see the animals running at large on April 24th?
I did not personally see them, no.
As much as short of additional, what other evidence do you have of it? I guess that's
just the emails and the photo from the complainant and speaking to the complainant. The only problem that I have is the animals running away. If we can somehow contain the animals, I'd be very happy with that.
And if you want, and if you're beginning to address Ms. Sills or anything like that, if you'd like, Ms. Sills, can you come up and identify yourself at the podium and then you can speak freely?
I'm Leslie Sills. Nice to meet you. I do think a lot of the issue is a personal conflict between my neighbors and myself. However, there has been steps made to contain, especially the pig, as well as the dogs. I have put in a fence. I have all the paperwork from Lowe's. It took me a while to get an estimate and actually get people out to put the fence in. But unfortunately, when they first put it in, it took her 15 minutes and she went right underneath of it. So I had them come back out and put a tension wire around, and that has seemed to help significantly and to keep her in. As far as, you know, damage to property, I was never given any information or shown any proof of anything of such or any of these offenses for that matter. I know that one of the complainants has yelled at my 11-year-old daughter on two occasions when there has been, you know, no knowledge for me. But that's the steps that we've taken. I mean, we walk the dogs every morning, every afternoon. They're on their leashes. Two of them that can walk. That we have three. Two of them are very elderly and really have significant amounts of arthritis, which I also have in their animal records. So as far as running at large, two of them can barely walk, let alone run. But
And the pig will remain contained as well?
Yes. We have taken significant steps to keep her in. She only has one point in time where she wants to run, and that's when she goes into heat.
Okay.
And it's a couple days out of the month, and that's it. And we've taken, like I said, significant steps, a lot of money to keep her.
She's happy in the fence area,
mm-hmm.
and she's doing good in there.
Yeah,
okay.
Or we keep her inside
okay.
because she is fully potty trained and everything. So,
all
right. If I could jump in for a quick moment, just because this one is specifically
sorry,
in large for the dogs.
Well,
no,
I was just going to
discuss. There's just a lot of.
Yeah.
I understand this kind of crosses over.
Yeah,
all
I mean,
there's.
Yeah, yeah, I was just going to dismiss both of them, so
that's
I thought
what
we
I was
could. I was getting
where,
there. I just
okay.
wanted to make sure that the dogs and the pigs were going to be contained. Because, you know, pigs like to root, and people don't necessarily like them rooting in their yards. But, yeah, at this time, I'll dismiss the citations. Hope that we don't have any other issues with your neighbor.
Yeah.
And
you
calling
know,
us and emailing us.
Oh, yes, I know. I mean, I've got paperwork and paperwork. Unfortunately, I think it's a bit of abuse of authority on their part. But that's just a personal opinion.
All right, may I ask a question just to confirm then of the city staff? When you had said that you were going to be withdrawing these, so is that as cases, agenda item 2, which is the 30B, animals running at large, and for running at large with a pig,
and number 5.
And 5, the nuisance, so all of those are withdrawn?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if they're being withdrawn by the city and you're not, and you kind of hash things out before I even got to the point of making any findings and you're choosing to withdraw the case, then I'll just, you know, if the city wants to withdraw it, I won't enter an order as to as you seem to.
Withdraw and dismiss the citation.
Yes. Okay, but then I'm not going to enter an order. It's just been withdrawn from the agenda, you know, as soon as you start presenting it, essentially. So that's it.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
No, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for waiting.
Oh, yes, thank you.
No problem.
Do I need to check out with anyone, or am I good to go?
Nope, you're good. Thank you.
Thank you.
You'll get the license tags in the mail.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, and as much as those are withdrawn, it seems that we do not have any remaining agenda items to
read. Anybody else coming?
Nope, that's it.
That's it. We already handled the other 2 in advance while we were while the animal control officer was caught up. So,
and we withdrew the first case, which was the dangerous dog, but they didn't show up anyway, so...
Okay, well, thanks, Carl. Thank you for your time, Carl. Okay, just to go through the last couple agenda items, unfinished business, none to report here, anything from the city?
None to report.
Okay, old business, none to report.
None to report.
New business, none to report. Announcement of the next meeting will be, the next animal control license hearing for the city of Palm Coast is going to be on August 4th at 1 p.m. That will be here in the City Council meeting room at 160 Cypress Point Parkway, Suite B106, Palm Coast, Florida, 32164. And with that, these hearings are adjourned at 1:45 p.m.